Welcome to today's lesson, where we're going to talk about the motivation machine. Now, of course, the motivation machine is you, your brain, and your body. And we're going to use that in order to give you control to get yourself motivated. Because if there's one thing that's certain, guaranteed, is that you are going to eat the wrong thing or fall off the wagon at some point. I'm not being negative. We need to plan ahead of time that that's going to happen. And there's no way around it. No one's 100%. We're humans. So the next thing we can do is to get good at re-motivating ourselves so that we get back on track quickly. If you can adopt that idea and that mentality going into this process, it's going to make everything much easier for you. Because again, it's not falling off the wagon. It's being able to get back on it consistently and quickly. So how do we do it? Basically, when it comes to motivation, there's two forces: pleasure and pain. Now, right off the bat, weight's not enough. Okay, you got to accept this at this point. If just focusing on your weight, pleasure or pain-wise, was enough to motivate you, then it would have already worked, because you have probably been obsessing about your weight for many, many years, and it has not given you the results that you wanted. So how do we do it? We need to go deeper. Remember, the weight is just a means to an end. Okay, you don't want to be thin. You want to be thin because you believe it's going to get you some emotional feeling, right? So I want to be thin because I want to be confident. I want to be thin because I want to be attractive. I want to be successful. I want to, you know, have more energy. Whatever it is, these are the reasons you want to lose weight. And consequently, you know, or conversely, the reasons that you're overweight, it's not just enough to focus on the weight. We need to focus on, because I'm overweight, you know, it's hard for me to move. Because I'm overweight, I have less energy. And because I have less energy, I can't connect with my kids as much. Okay? Or because I have less energy, I can't perform at work the way that I want to. So we always need to go deeper than just the weight. So that's the first suggestion here, is both pleasure and pain. When you think about why you want to lose the weight, why you don't want to be overweight, those are just the starting points. And then we say, I don't want to be overweight because, whatever the answer, I don't want that because. And we want to go deeper. We want to dig down into the reasons, the real reasons why you don't want this. And when you can do that with the pain and the pleasure, you're going to be able to tap into a much greater motivation than you probably have ever felt. So let's go, let's practice this. Close your eyes for a moment. Relax your body, relax your mind. And I want you to think to yourself, I don't want to be overweight because, and I want you to answer that question. If I stayed overweight for the next 5 years, what would be the outcome of that? Right, what are the first things that pop in your mind? Again, it's unique to each person, but what pops in your mind? What would be the worst part of being overweight for the next 5 years for you? What's it going to cost you in your life? It's not about the weight. It's about all these other things that are truly important to you in your life. Okay, ask yourself, what are the most important things in your life? Right? What is most important to you in your life? And how is that thing negatively impacted if you remain overweight? If you don't master this and get under control, how is the thing that's most important to you in your life impacted by it? I want you to feel that, because it's true. Again, you're not tricking yourself here. You're not tricking yourself to motivate yourself. You're clearing the lenses of perception and recognizing very clearly what being overweight is costing you in your life. And it can be painful, but it can be necessary too, because you need to see this. You got to stop running away from it and avoiding it and see what it's costing you. Now, again, this is something you could take much deeper. Okay, that's the process. What's the being overweight costing me with the things that are most important in my life? Now let's flip it. That thing that's most important to you in your life, what would achieving your ideal weight, how would it help that? How would it benefit? How would you benefit if you took control of your weight, your health, your energy levels? How would the thing that's most important to you in your life be affected by that decision? And I want you to think about that. And that's how I want you to think about this whole process. It's not about weight loss, right? The weight loss is secondary. It's about this thing that's most important to your life. And if you make a list of the things that the five things that are most important to you in your life and ask this question, you'll get even more motivation. Okay, so take some time and do this, because once you are clear on the reasons, the real reasons why you want to do this, you're going to unleash tremendous amount of motivation that you have probably never tapped into when it comes to weight loss. So do this today at some point. Take this deeper. Have a great day. Remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.